If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's time for a Worker Wednesday. It's sponsored by United Healthcare. Quality health coverage for labor unions. We do it on Your Money Matters. We move it up tonight because no, Your Money Matters. Ed Maher joins us. You, of course, hear him on the Worker's mic. And Ed, good to talk to you a little earlier here today.
Yeah, good to talk to you always, John. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about what you guys got coming up on Monday. And people can go to this thing, right? This is all about the future of all of our transit.
Yeah, absolutely. Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we're going to be hosting a live summit called Spotlight on Transit. The Workers Mic, you know, Ken Edwards, Phil Davidson, and I are going to be moderating it, but there will be lawmakers like Marcus Evans Jr., state representative, and Senator Ron Villavellum. There'll be people who use the the transit systems, and then folks who work on the transit systems, and all just sort of talking about this this upcoming fiscal shortfall of around $700 million that affects the CTA, Metra, the RTA, PACE. All those systems, they're just short on money since the way that people get to work has changed since the pandemic. So, they're going to be talking about ways to try to fund the solution, but more sort of importantly, just how important this system is and how many people rely upon transit to get downtown. So, and out of the suburbs for that matter. But it should be an awesome event, and for 2 hours out on 2260 South Grove Street from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Monday, folks can come out and watch the panel, ask questions, participate as much as they'd like to. And then you're going to be airing some of that on Wednesday night.
That's right. So the event is Monday afternoon, and then on Your Money Matters, we're going to do a special two-hour special next Wednesday, the 14th. To really cover this deeply and hear a little bit about what happened at the panel, because this is like the biggest bill in Springfield right now as lawmakers try and figure out how the RTA, CTA, PACE, and Metro are all going to play nice and maybe save some money. There was a lot of COVID federal dollars that are no longer going to be there. That's one of the huge issues you were alluding to there, Ed. I mean, this is a really important issue. Would you recommend people coming if they have any if they ride the CTA, or they ride one of these things and they have some time on Monday afternoon, are there going to be like Q&A, like chances for people to voice their opinion to state reps that are there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event is going to be running and the panels will be going from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And then from 4 to 4:30, there will be Q&A time available for them to meet the state representative, meet the State Senator Villavellum, and, talk to anybody else who's on the panel, whether they're economists or labor folks. Or just folks that work on this system, but I would recommend anybody who wants to learn more about this come on out because there are folks all over the suburbs, all over the city who rely upon this system to get to work. Folks who don't have another mode of transportation, and so it's really critically important that we keep this system moving. And we're going to find out more from the experts on it. Just how they intend to do so and why it's so important. So I think it's going to be an enlightening event for everybody, myself included, certainly.
I feel like we need a slideshow at the beginning that explains what the RTA is and how it interacts with the CTA, the Metro, and the PACE. I think that confuses people sometimes, and why some systems in other states and cities, you can use one pass to use all the rides, and you can't necessarily do that here. So There's a lot to tackle, and Springfield's doing it, and you guys are doing it too. So one more time, it's Monday. Give us the address and the time again for the event.
Yeah, that's Monday, May 12th, this coming Monday, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and that is at the Operating Engineers Local 399 Union Hall on 2260 South Grove Street here in Chicago. It's right over by County's Pizza down there.
Oh, that's the real Chicago way to tell people where things are. It's by the Connies.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's how you should advertise it. It's by the Connies. That'll be great. And then we'll talk next Wednesday, Ed, for our special two-hour event on Your Money Matters as we replay some of that and give some analysis of how it all went. Ed, thanks for doing this a little earlier today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, John. Talk to you later.
And I'm sure you'll be chatting about it Sunday morning, 8 a.m. on the Worker's Mic. That's Ed Maher. And our Worker Wednesday, sponsored by United Healthcare, quality health coverage for labor unions.